David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special guest. It is Daniel the Healer, who's going to be on our show today. He focuses on basically how people are divine, and we're going to discuss all about energy healing and some other topics. And it's going to be a very interesting show. So stay tuned as I introduce my very special guest, Daniel the Healer. Daniel, why don't you tell people a little about yourself and what you do?
Hello, Stacy. Nice of you to have me here. I'm an intuitive holistic energy healer. Now, this is kind of out there. Intuitive means that I receive information beyond the regular five senses.
Mm-hmm.
And holistic means that I work with you on your four levels of existence, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
As such, I can do things that a normal healer cannot do, because I will look at the interaction between your four bodies and how that all unfolds.
I find that very interesting. Now, you said that how everyone is divine, and you wanted to go a little bit in depth about that. Now, how are all people divine? What do you exactly mean by that?
All right. Well, first of all of every creation is the building block of all of creation is light and love. And we're also made out of light and love. When you look at our atomic and molecular structure, there's more empty space than there is anything else.
Right.
For us to be solid is really just an illusion.
Yes.
Basically, we're on the lowest dimension that exists, on the first, second, and third dimension, depth, width, and height, you know, the cube in which we live.
Right.
And in that low dimension, love and light have so much density that they have matter. But regardless of that, we're still made out of the same stuff. And
right.
All of the universe is made out of the same stuff. And the divine, God and goddess, are made out of the same stuff. And because we're made out of the same stuff, you know, in the Bible said, and God created man. Well, there is no quote unquote Home Depot in the heavens. It's like God reached into himself and created man out of it. So we're also made in his image. And we're quote unquote all children of God. And when you look at us being all children of God, well, if you have a prince, you know, the king, and he has a son and the prince, and the king dies and the son grows up, what does the prince become?
Yeah.
Prince becomes the king.
Yes.
And so children of God, when we grow up, what do we become? God, God and goddesses. So basically here on planet Earth, we're God and goddesses in training.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference between us and the divine, except that divine has been added for way, 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 way longer.
Yes.
More experience.
Right.
And so we need to own our divinity. And when we come from that point of view, then our life changes.
Yes, it's so very true. You know, I always felt like we are here, like I always called it the boot camp, and we're here in training. And
yes, that's right. Cool. Yes, it is a boot camp, except that the training we're doing here is we write the course.
Yes.
It's like, see, we exist. We're eternal being.
Mm-hmm.
We exist, and we exist in our soul state.
Yes.
Our soul exists as an energetic structure of light. in the eternal now.
Right.
And as such, there's no time. So
right.
there is no agenda. So the soul is us, but who we are with all the experiences we've ever had, even in the physical, there's the four kingdoms, the plant, the mineral, the plant, the animal, and the human kingdoms. And we kind of go through all these experiences. We don't start as a human.
Right.
And so, but every time we're here, we accumulate some wisdom, some knowledge, something that
yes.
we learn that adds to expanding our consciousness. And so our soul is the repository of all our experiences that we've ever had. And so because we're in timelessness, it's like, oh yeah, I want to deal with this, and but today's such a fine day, and mañana, mañana, it doesn't matter, and 1,000 years go by, and we haven't done anything. And so we decide from time to time that we become physical, because here we're in time-space, so there is time, and you can have an agenda. And so we grab the least amount possible that we can grab to still have an identity as who we are, because this body cannot hold all of our soul. So we just grab a little bit, we come through the veil of time space, we attach to this body that our parents have prepared, and we forget who we are. But in our soul state, you know, it's like, oh, I think I want to have another physical lifetime. Okay, so let me find some parents. So on the bulletin board goes, I'm looking out for a mother and father to provide, be parents for me, and that's my agenda. And the parents say, well, okay, our agenda is such and such and such, and our two agendas interface with each other, and I can learn from you and you can learn from me. So in our soul state, we decide who our parents are, when and where we are born, in what country, in what social milieu, all the major players who are children, mate, etc. And then, like I said, we come here and we forget who we are. So it's like putting on the blinders.
Yeah.
And you already set up the obstacle course when you were still in your soul state. And you come here, put on the blinders, and you start running. And here comes the first obstacle, and you fall flat on your face. And if there, and so, you know, you get yourself together and stuff like that, and you continue running, and you flat fall again on flat on your face. And if there's a pattern in
right.
how you feel, what the messages are, the environment you are in, you then now you have a pattern you can work with, and out of that pattern emerges a learning. You know, it's funny. 20% of drivers have 80% of the accidents. There's the people who go into relationships, falling in love, 4 weeks later, over.
Yeah.
Bad connection. How do you attract continuously that same stuff? Well, that's who you project to be out of your energy field.
Right.
And so as an energy healer, I work with that.
That's
so anyway, we do need to, on a daily basis, you know, there's this thing, something happens to do. What would Jesus do here? Well, not everybody believes in Jesus, but pretty much everybody believes in God or some sort of a divine figure. So you know, you run into an issue, you run into a challenge. Me as a divine being, how would I best respond to this? Don't automatically explode and get angry and do that. No, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, deep breath. And what would I do as a divine being? In the morning when you get out of bed, you know, you put your feet on the side.
Yes.
You don't get up yet, and you surround yourself with light, You basically imagine yourself in a bubble of light, lots of brilliance, and remind yourself, I am a divine being. And you see, if you do this on a regular basis, your life is going to be different.
Right. It feels very enlightening, even just to hear you say that, you know, that we are a divine being makes you, it gives me a feeling of a lightness where I feel like I'm rising just by hearing that concept itself. We are divine beings. And do you believe in reincarnation? Do you believe
yes,
that
I do.
energies come back?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
I do. We come back on a regular basis. And, you know, I mean, the concepts are rather out there. But there's this universe. In this universe, there's about 650 different races. So we come maybe as one of the race. But there's other universe. There's the multiverse. There's thousands of universes like ours. You know, ours is like what? They say now, I think 13 billion light years across. That's unimaginable.
Yeah.
Yet we're just this one little universe out of many, many, many. And we can have experiences everywhere. This
right.
universe is interesting because this is a free will universe. And the free will universe means that what we choose, as being divine beings, there are certain things that we receive.
Yes.
And when you say, you know, we're made in God's image, well, God creates. We can create.
Right.
God have power. We can have power. It's called your personal power.
Right.
God manifests. We can manifest. God
right.
can make choices. We can make choices.
Mm-hmm.
So in a free will universe, we're learning what our will is. That's why God doesn't intervene. Oh, how come all these children were killed? And why didn't God intervene? Well, because it was the free will of the person who killed those children. And God does not intervene. This is what we're learning here. Having choice, having free will. And so
right.
that is kind of a deep responsibility. You can't
yeah.
like... You need. We live in a society. You can't just say, "Oh, I'm going to kill everybody." So there's this whole thing, you know, do unto others what others would do unto you, and stuff like that.
Right.
So life is in that sense is really interesting because we can make the choices of what we wish to achieve, what we wish to create, and where we want to go. We are basically in charge of our destiny. There's no outside force that says this, that. Yes, if you look at your soul as an outside force because you're in the physical and not connected to your soul, then yes, it's like this strange thing that decides what happens in my life. But when you find out that you're divine and reconnect with your soul, then all of a sudden your life is like you have control over it. You're empowered. You can make changes. If you created it, you can uncreate it. If somebody else created it, you're at the mercy.
Right. So how can you recreate with your soul? How can you connect and recreate?
All right, so I need to kind of bring some concepts in. Is that
of
okay?
Of course,
all
yes.
right. So like I said earlier, we have these four bodies: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Your spiritual
yes.
body includes your energy field. Your energy field, most people have heard about aura and chakras. More of you lives in your energy field in your spiritual body than in the other three bodies combined. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about chakras here. There's plenty, first of all, chakra is an old Sanskrit term. It's been around for thousands of years. It only came into the West mainly with the Beatles, who got stoned on acid and played around with the gurus in India, and then some of these concepts came here.
Right.
So chakras are like vortices. A vortex is a hurricane is a vortex.
Mm-hmm.
It spins and becomes smaller and smaller and bigger on top. Anyway,
yes.
So you have energy vortices. You have seven of them in that are connected to your body. Your crown, which connects to the divine. Your
right.
Third eye, where you have all your intuition. Your throat is your expression. Your heart is the love. The
right.
solar plexus is your connection to your power and to your emotion, your second chakra with creativity, and your root chakra, which is on the tip of the coccyx, which is your safety security center.
Yes.
So your chakras are basically your loudspeakers and your microphones to your world.
Right.
You know, you encounter somebody. On some level, you immediately know who they are. It's because they exude their energy and you read that energy and it's immediate. Now, just because you're not in touch with your intuition, where this gets all translated in your third eye and gets put together into words and concepts, just because you're not in touch with it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Right.
So you have a concept. Okay. Let's take the person with his failed relationships. Every 3 months they have another one, and it's the same thing all the time.
Right.
Well, you also have a conscious, a subconscious, and an unconscious mind. And in your subconscious, you hold certain programs. These programs, if you're aware of what happens in your subconscious mind, then you're aware of it, but most often you're not. But these programs kind of create mind talk. And the mind talk creates emotions. The emotions creates energies. It goes into your endocrine system and it gets projected into your world. And so you attract who you are.
Right.
If you're an angry person, then the universe reads, oh, this is an angry person. We need to send them more anger-producing situation. And
right.
if you're a loving person, then and everything's, you've processed all your stuff, no more mommy, daddy crazy, they did me wrong stuff, and you're at peace, then your life that comes to you is also produces more peace.
Right.
Now, where did we want to go here? I got so far out into other concepts.
Well, I love the fact of energy healing and how beneficial it is. I like to use the chakra bowls. I find that the vibrations of the chakra bowls really relax me and attune me and also help me align with myself. Now, you know, some people believe there's only seven chakras. Some people say there's many more than seven chakras. We're just aware of the seven.
Well, I work with the 12 chakra system.
Okay. All right.
And you know, your eighth chakra, which is below you in my system, which is below your feet, is your auric chakra. It maintains the aura.
Okay.
And when I do energy healing, I look at people's auras, I look at people's chakras. I know how to tune up, how to reset other people's chakra, because sometimes it can go wrong.
Yes.
And your chakras are really important, because if one of your chakras is not in tune, is not set up properly, then the signals get mixed.
Yes.
And you project, oh, I want to make lots of money, and then the signals get mixed, and on the other side comes out, I want to be real poor. So it's really important that you keep your energy field kind of in tune. That's what we do On a weekly basis, when I do my free healings, I tune up everybody's energy fields so that they have another week. And it helps them. When everything functions well, you can really own that you're divine much more easily than when
Yes.
you're not.
100%. 100%. Now, where can people find that website where you offer the energy healing at?
The website that I do my free healings at is called ihealyourpain.com. So the first time you actually have to register, and there's a button, and you put in your name and email address, and then from then on, and a password, and from then on, every time you want, you can just log in, and you can, I go through a 9-point tune-up where I clear up people's energy fields. Then I send them more energy in the form of chi balls. I work with their brains, make sure that all the nerves are connected. I align the skeletal structure, and then we do some gazing for their own issues. And there's a few more other things that I do. And by doing it on a weekly basis, you know, it's like you bought a car and then it's 5,000 miles and you take it for an oil change.
Yeah.
And then you say, okay, I've done my oil change. The car is good to go forever. No, and our bodies are the same thing.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Your energy field, you interact with other people's energy fields.
Right.
And the energies out there in the world right now they're not good.
No.
There's a lot of sadness, a lot of pain, a lot of terror, a lot of fear, a lot of how am I going to survive? When you look at all the current wars and all this hatred, and we live in this soup.
Yes.
And so if we don't pay attention, then the soup takes over.
But 100%.
If you pay attention to who you are, then you can create. You can keep yourself clean, and you can, as a divine person, you can quote unquote shine your light. And when
yes.
you shine your light, when you're then you're and when you push love into your world,
right,
then this bad stuff cannot, it's like fish trying to swim upstream. The bad stuff cannot come into you if
yes.
you push it out. But if you're in survival mode, and you do need energy, and you kind of grab the energies that are here, then you absorb with those energies a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah.
And so during these healing sessions, which are every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern time on the website ihealyourpain.com, then I do an oil change every week, so to speak.
I like that.
To keep you going, to make certain that nothing has happened during that week that reduces your vibration and that makes you smaller.
I think I'm going to join you tomorrow.
That'd be cool, yes.
Now, many people, I'm sure they would want to know, is there any way that people can do any type of exercises at home to unblock themselves or to get rid of the negative energy that they feel that is immersed inside of them?
Well, yes, there's many things you can do. But I think, I don't know if we have enough time for that, but I'm just going to mention a few.
Okay.
And first of all, your aura is kind of this egg-shaped container. It
yes.
does have a distinct skin, which I perceive as kind of a soap bubble, a giant soap bubble, shimmering, rainbow-colored. And if you take an egg, chicken egg, and you put the chicken egg, how I'm going to do it with this crystal. Okay, so this is the egg. And you put that egg into your hand, and you just make sure that you continuously make sure that there is contact. And you can press as hard as you want. The egg will not crack. Now, it's, if you don't hold it right, or there's a crack in the egg already that you hadn't seen, then the egg is gonna crack, and you're gonna have eggs all over you. But you can put a towel over it and do it in the sink, and you can test it. You cannot, with as strong as you are, break this egg. Well, our aura is the same. If it is in the correct shape, meaning this egg shape, so you can kind of see a lot of it happens in your imagination when you work with the energies. But in your imagination, you can go and you can, like from the inside, you can go and feel your aura. And if there's a nick, then you can fix that nick. Or if there's a dent, then you can push it out. So one thing you have to do is that your aura is an egg shape. You have to make certain that you're grounded, connected to the earth. And there's various things you can do. You can hold a hematite. You can go and hug a tree. You can walk barefoot on some grass. You can imagine roots growing out of your soles of your feet into the ground. You need to be grounded. You also need to be connected to your life force. So, which is kind of this
The crown.
for practical, just for practical imagination, is kind of this sphere, 30, 40 feet in diameter, brilliant white sphere that's maybe 200 feet up. Your chakras need to be functioning well. So you can take an individual chakra, you can spin it real fast, and then slow it down and hold it, and then let it go, which, like rebooting a computer, reboots your chakra. So if you do just these one two well, one more thing. If you have a lot of stuff, energetic stuff, that you picked up from others, then you clean the inside of your aura. You basically walk through a very fine screen, and the screen will just screen everything out that is not supposed to be there. So just these four exercises will make a tremendous a difference in your life. Things will go smoother. Things you will have more synchronicities. So these are just a few things that you can do with your aura and your chakras, with your energy field. But you also need to, and that's slightly different, you need to be aware that you create your own reality. And you do that with your belief, attitude, thought, feeling, choices, and decisions. So you need to keep track of your mind talk. And anytime the mind talk comes in, oh, I'm not good enough to do this, and that needs to be ruthlessly eliminated. You need to keep those. So when I talked at the very beginning, when we talked about running with a blinders through the obstacle course and you fell a few times, and you're looking at your pattern here. Well, part of the pattern is, what do I believe? If you believe that the world is a bad world and that it's a dangerous world, then that's what is going to happen in your life. You're going to have a dangerous and bad world. If you believe that you can't trust anybody, then I'm sorry, you will not be able to trust anybody. And so you need to really make certain that on all levels of your existence, in your conscious, the subconscious, and your unconscious mind, that you create a belief structure, thought pattern structure, and that you make choices and decisions so that it takes you down the path that you want to go.
Right.
And then you can create whatever it is that you wish to create. I
That's
mean,
amazing.
I look, you have a book, Empower Yourself. That's one of the ways you empower yourself. You make certain that everything works well, and that is in alignment with what you and set up as your
Right.
destiny. You
Right.
know, don't just accept, oh, you know, you've been given a destiny. Even
Yes.
death is part of your own, you, not you consciously. Most often people do not know that, but you unconsciously, in cahoots with your soul, decide when it's your time to go.
Many
So,
people say, I get it seems like it's a myth. From what you're saying, that when your journey is done, that's when we leave. So it's
yeah, when
really.
you came and you had your agenda and you fulfilled, check, 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 check. Okay, no more check marks. Okay, I'm out of here.
Okay.
Now, I had the opportunity to leave. I was done with what I needed to do in my life. And that was about 4 years ago. And I said, no, I think I'm gonna now take an elective. So I chose what I wanted to do, and that gave me a whole new lease on life.
Yes. I think the mind is a very powerful tool, and I think when we're mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally connected, I think that's when we're at our most powerful mode, and that anything could be possible, as if we stay connected with ourselves and we're aligned with ourselves. There's always messages that come through, guiding us and leading us into the right path. But we have to be connected and we have to listen, because I think our body, our intuition is always guiding us and giving us the right answers. It's our choice if we're going to listen.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion, capital at risk.
Right on. Looks like you got
But
the message.
I've always been intrigued. I was reading not too long ago a book, and it was talking about the different color auras, that there's not just one color, there's several different colors, and that each person can contain maybe one color, or is it more than one color? And some people can see auras and some people can't. Is there a way that you can see the aura around you, and what does it actually represent? Because some people aren't familiar with it, and maybe you can go a little bit more in depth. You were talking about auras before, about the colors and what they represent.
I'm not that familiar with
Oh,
color per
okay.
se, but I've had several aura pictures taken. Sometimes you can go when you go to one of
Yes.
those expos, consciousness expos,
Yes.
and there's going to be somebody with a camera, and they will take a picture of your aura, and it will show the chakras and colors.
Yes.
Now, auras can hold many, many different colors.
Okay.
There is, though, generally a color that is more pervasive than others, and that's quote unquote the main. But and one of the last ones, I kind of had a almost like a helmet of white. And the person said, these are your angels and your spirit helpers that are with you and are supporting you. And it's funny because, you know, your chakras have colors,
Yes.
and your heart chakra is green, but love is pink.
Yes.
And so if you have a lot of pink, then there is a lot of love in your life. And if your aura has gold in it, then you're on your soul's path. And the other colors, I don't really, well, there's one more thing. Some of the colors are like really bright and vivid, and these are true colors, but some colors have like gray shadows over them. And then these are your challenges and the things that you have to work with. And so that's the little bit I know about the colors in the aura. I don't see colors. I see movement. Now, what's important in an aura, and we all have different colors, we are all so very, very, very unique. If your aura is stagnant, it doesn't really move. It has to move. It can move on its, there's no rule between one person and another. It moves this way or that way. No. But movement means that you have passion, that you're involved in something that you really like. If you're like, oh God, another day, breakfast, shower, work, come home, TV, have a beer, go to bed, and it's like 7 days a week, your aura is going to be totally stagnant. You do need to, the divine does three things really well. The divine grows, becomes more in consciousness, learns, adds to knowledge, expands. That's number one. Two, the divine loves, touches, and heals. Three, the divine creates passionately. So if you do these three things, and the love, touch, heal doesn't only mean that you love and touch and heal others, but that you let others love, touch, and heal you. It's a two-way street. So receiving is a big deal. So we're back in the divine, but passionate. You need to have passion. That moves your aura. That gives you juice. That gives you joie de vivre. That moves you forward.
100%. 100%. And you see, when people are passionate about something, they become very energetic. They become very, even the way they glow, their skin, everything changes about them when they show that compassion within them. It kind of shines through.
Yes, indeed.
Now, if you had to take everything we talked about today, what would you like to emphasize, some takeaways for the listeners?
What I really want to emphasize is you need to own your divinity. That you just, the earth is not a penal colony where those who did bad in the skies are sent to pay penance. This is the learning ground. As such, don't really care about what others say about you. Don't be afraid to learn. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. We're here to learn. Perfection has to go out the window. It's such a bear. Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember the time when I would not approach anything new out of fear that I'd get humiliated because I'd make a mistake. You can't go there. It's just so keep yourself clean, shine your light, and own your divinity.
I love it. I love it. Now, what are different services that you offer to people and different, and I think you have a course too, don't you?
I do have a course, and it's a little far out there. It's a 24 lesson course, 15 minute video lessons that goes over the complete for holistic functioning. And the first four courses teach you about why you're here and what you do. And then the next four go about the spiritual, the next four about the emotional, then the mental, then the physical. And then the last four classes tie it all together and allow you to do healing, to become a healer. And it gives you some sort of an idea of how to work with it. Now, I've done this for 45 years. So a lot of the things that, you know, I mean, I have a healing team. There are about 200-300 spirit helpers that are here, and they communicate with me. And so anyway, if you are looking for a private session, you'd go to my other website, danielthehealer.com. And I do something which is called a life essence reading, where I look at about 250 different aspects of your energies and tell you where you stand spiritually in your development. I do a modality that I learned using quantum touch. As such, I can align people's skeleton long distance over the computer.
Oh, nice.
So if you have a hip that's out or a vertebrae that's not in the right place, I can put it back in place. I do psychic surgery. There, I fix areas in your aura and in your energy field that don't work well, but I also work with removal of curses and other negative external. I do cellular memory release, because sometimes we processed something, but if it was traumatic, then the cells remember, and each cell has a nucleus, and you have about 100 trillion cells. And so you have these 100 trillion memories in you that remember the trauma that you went through. And
right.
So that has to be removed magnetically out of your energy field. I help people clear spaces. That means, you know, you go to a new house and the previous owner had somebody suffered a lot, and that suffering is stuck. It's stuck in the walls, it's stuck in the floor. So I heal animals, and I assist in the death process for those that cannot let go. So these are basically stuff that I do on a one-on-one private level. And for that, it's danielthehealer.com.
Wow, I love it. I love it. This has been amazing, Daniel. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope to see more of you. I would love to get more in depth about some of these, you know, conversations and topics that we went over. But you provided some great information today. And yes, we all are divine. And we definitely are here in boot camp. And there is something higher, at a higher level, waiting for us. And I believe that once we leave, we are destined to take another role somewhere else. And our energies will be put to good use. So thank you so much. This has been an amazing time with you.
You're most welcome. And to all our listeners, I wish you all the best. Farewell and be well.
Thank you so much, Daniel. You have a great day.
You too. Take care.
You too.